We now hit the streets to hear voices of the people on their expectations of the presidential encounter with President Mahama this evening.
Given the school is fine, but the parents to go to school, where are they supposed to get them to go? So yes, provision of funds, or if maybe you can do anything to help, because you go to the voter pass, I bet you, they get more votes from there, but they don't do anything there. And I think you should go there and do something, because that's where his bank is. So without that, he can't.
I'm a neutral person. What I would say about our president is that how he tackles corruption is what I don't like about him. Donald Trump even made a statement the other time. When something goes wrong, especially in a corruption field, Mahama always has an excuse to make it seem like that's how it's supposed to be all the time. And that's what I just don't like. I wish we would do something about that. If you talk about the way you made money and other stuff, it's Ghana's money. And the people are spending the money just like that. And he is the commander-in-chief. He's supposed to be able to stop them or to talk. But he does not. So if he can tackle that one, I'll be much grateful. You see how we sweat on the sun and then someone will just smash the money like that.
I think in this time and this era of election, we are supposed to have a peaceful election. That is what I think. So I think we should all come at peace by doing the things that will not bring violence, action and other things. So
issue concerning unemployment, because that has an adaptation of the youth. The facilities, we know he's doing his best. And the economy, these are the two major things.
Those were some citizens sharing their expectations on President Mahama's appearance this evening on GBC's presidential encounter.
So I ask the question, who is this presidential candidate who takes his turn on GTV's presidential one-on-one encounter? My colleague Pascaline Adadiva brings you this piece on the man, John Dramani Mahama.
The name John Dramani Mahama, or JM, is not only a brand, but a household name. At 58, President Mahama has vast experience in politics. One thing is notable, his determination to leave a lasting legacy for the younger and future generations. He has demonstrated this with his vision to bridge the huge infrastructure deficit of the country. He has high energy levels and can be safely described as a workaholic. President Mahama also has an aura of confidence, which shows in how he walks and even speaks to issues. Typical of any politician, President Mahama talks tough when the opportunity presents itself.
If they are riding on the message of Doomsaw, then they are riding a wrong horse and going in a wrong direction. Because, like I said, I'm determined to fix this Doomsaw problem and I will fix it. They told all their communicators, anytime you mention Mahama or NDC, say incompetent. So here, Baumia and Co say incompetent Mahama administration, incompetent. You've never held any responsibility anywhere near presidency before. You don't know what it is like to be president. So boy, you know what it is to be a president, and you stand and say, incompetent Mahama administration. Anyway, my competence is not for them to judge. It is for the people of Ghana to judge.
But there is the ordinary side of President Mahama. He has a good sense of humor, a chatty personality who engages with all manner of persons. John Mahama is obviously the first president in the history of this country who is internet savvy. He is active on Twitter, Facebook and WhatsApp platforms. President Mahama spends time watching a number of Ghanaian movies at his leisure. It is therefore not surprising that he identifies with a popular local movie actor Le Wein.
Somebody says the country is going back and no na me dream who am intiasi. I can't think madness.
The president enjoys good music too. Though not a very excellent dancer, he tries some few steps when his favorite music is being played. In the recent past, President Mahama's favorite song was Yenti Obia by Daddy Lumba. At informal gatherings, trust President Mahama to get onto the dance floor when Yenti Obia is being played. Well, it will interest you to know that Yenti Obia is no longer President Mahama's all-time favorite. He has discovered another song at an official program at Tema a few months ago. The president sent people laughing out loud when he announced his favorite song.
When I came to Tema this morning and we're walking from the palace to these grounds, I learned a new song. They were playing Mahama Paper, Mahama Paper. It's the first time. And so I asked who sang this song, and they said Shatawale. And I like Shatawale's music very much, because Shata don't come like Kakai.
as he celebrates his 59th birthday in exactly 2 weeks, specifically on the 29th of this month. You may want to surprise the youthful President Mahama with a live performance from his all-time favorite artist, Shatta Wale.
Oh yeah, Mahama Pepper, Pepper, Pepper. Oh yeah, Franklin Pepper, Pepper, Pepper.
For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevoh.